All right, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to 10-10-25, the year, not quite year, but in fact, the micro millisecond in the history of currency, of Bitcoin's guillotine-like bloodbath as it executes those paper hands that let things go. So we're going to do a little bit of Bitcoin at the beginning and then I go, whatever you want to talk about, but let's talk about this. I mean, I enjoy opening the Bitcoin price. It's exciting. Not as exciting as it used to be. Boy, did it used to be even more exciting. But right now, Bitcoin was at $121,328 at 10:55 a.m. Yeah, you heard that sound. October 10th. Now, on Truth Social, yeah, maybe buy an iPod Touch. And then, anyway, Truth made a fairly lengthy post on China. China. Sometimes I just miss the way he said China. The final sentences of that post are relevant to Bitcoin's wee that happened today. I never thought it would come to this, but perhaps as with all things, the time has come. Ultimately, though potentially painful, it will be a very good thing in the end for the USA. One of the policies we are calculating at this moment is a massive increase of tariffs on Chinese products coming into the United States of America. There are many other countermeasures that are likewise under serious consideration. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Starting after this, all markets, including Bitcoin, took a tumble to around the $116,000 level. Now, why? Why? Well, A, I don't know. B, I also don't know. C, here's a ridiculous amateur theory. None of this is investment advice. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But based on my history coding for stock trading companies, I would say something along the lines of the following. The following, the line, would be this. That if people have a bunch of assets and those assets tumble, they need to cover their losses. So what do they do to cover their losses? They sell other assets. So if you've if you're long on a whole bunch of shares, and then Trump nukes China-US trade from orbit, then people are going to expect those shares to go down, and so you've got to cover those losses. How do you cover those losses? Well, you have to sell other stuff. Now, what are you most likely to sell? If you have to sell something, what are you most likely to sell? Well, you're most likely to sell what you believe will go back up. Why? Well, for the obvious reason that if you sell something, you can buy it back at its lower point and then make your money back when it goes back up. So I would imagine that Bitcoin got hammered, like a girlfriend of mine in high school, got hammered. I didn't have to deliver her home in a shopping cart, but someone else I knew did. Hammered because they had to cover losses in other areas. It's not like Bitcoin is massively affected by China-US trade, but a lot of other stuff is. They got to cover their losses, and they sell that which is most likely to bounce back up. They can buy it at the low point and ride it back up. All right. At 4:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Trump posted an update. And he wrote, "It has just been learned that China has taken an extraordinarily aggressive position on trade and sending an extremely hostile letter to the world, stating that they were going to, effective November 1st, 2025, impose large-scale export controls on virtually every product they make, and some not even made by them. This affects all countries without exception and was obviously a plan devised by them years ago. It is absolutely unheard of in international trade and a moral disgrace in dealing with other nations," though probably nothing quite like Rosie O'Donnell. "Based on the fact," says Trump, "that China has taken this unprecedented position and speaking only for the USA and not for other nations who were similarly threatened, starting November 1st, 2025 or sooner, depending on any further actions or changes taken by China, the United States of America will impose a tariff of 100% on China over and above any tariff that they are currently paying. Also, on November 1st, we will expose export controls on any and all critical software. It is impossible to shove a Cadillac up your nose. It is impossible to believe that China would have taken such an action, but they have. And the rest is history. Thank you for your attention to this matter, Donald G. Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, very shortly after that announcement, Bitcoin took a sharper dip at around 5:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The price dipped below 105,000 U.S., Canadian 147.1K. But remember, one Bitcoin always equals one Bitcoin. At the time of this writing, this was 6:45, because we're current, man. We're current like a raisin bun. The price of Bitcoin has recovered to just under 114,000 U.S., just under 160K Canadian. The price is a moving target, of course, but all in all, we're about where we were 30 days ago. Isn't that funny? It's so easy to get used to rising prices that when they return to a mere, in the 14-year history of Bitcoin, 15-year history of Bitcoin, it returns to a mere 30 days ago. And we are up $60,000 from a year ago. We are up from $60,000 a year ago, up from $27,000 2 years ago, and so on. The market closed at 5 p.m. Well, Bitcoin's always open, but not like my former girlfriend's legs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 879 points, which is a very, very bad basketball game, or 1.9%. The S&P 500 dropped 2.71%, and the NASDAQ Composite, NerdStack Composite, slid 3.56%, with tech stocks hit particularly hard due to supply chain concerns and the aforementioned, whatever they designate as critical software, ain't going to be sold to China, which is a pretty big-ass market, though the fact the ladies have small asses over there. So that is the issue. Someone says, I used to be somewhat wealthy, back to ramen noodles for me. Ironic, because I think that ramen noodles, well, they're more Japanese than Chinese, is that right? The most volatile and the easiest one to get rid of. That's quite right, Jay. That's quite right. So I can tell you the way that these things work is there are sales that trigger more sales. So there's lots of programs kicking out there, sniffing around the price of Bitcoin. When the price of Bitcoin goes down 5%, sell! But then that causes it to go down 7%, and the people who have the 7% trigger say, sell! And then it goes to 9%, 15%, like boom, right? It cascades. It's not real. A lot of it's algorithmic. It's not objective. It's not based on people's evaluation of future prices or anything like that. So don't sweat it, baby, in my humble opinion. It's more bouncy than silicon in a beach volleyball competition. So I will tell you that, my friends, and we shall see. But I mean, I just find it interesting. I don't care. I don't care. I read it. I'm like, whoa. And then I'm like, dum-de-dum, squirrel. So enjoy. Enjoy the ride. Life is an exciting blend of upside down followed by an eternal dirt nap. Enjoy the ups and downs, because the only time when you get a down without an up is when you're being lowered by Jim Carrey into your permanent abode and you become food for worms and the circle of life continues. So